in the residential neighborhoods of Arcola, Illinois, they love their concrete lawn geese. And in downtown Arcola, they hate their pigeons.
I didn't get him, but I sure made him wheel.
With too many pigeons overhead and too many droppings underfoot, Arcola resorted to drastic measures and held a pigeon shoot last night. 7 men in orange vests and carrying 12-gauge shotguns walked through city streets downing pigeons with birdshot supplied by the city. Ken Dahlmeyer, a resident of Arcola, is glad to see the pigeons go.
They're really annoying, yeah. It's a tourist town, and all the droppings and everything else, you could say they'd pose a health hazard, and they're certainly dirty. And, you know, they don't do anything to improve the town, I don't think. So, yeah, I'm all for it.
The downtown had about 24 spectators, most of them kids on bikes. It's somewhat surreal to watch armed men kneel and fire their guns in front of the antique store while the smell of potpourri wafts through the door. But before you realize what's happened, the gun is fired, a shell casing lands on the ground, followed by a dead or dying pigeon. Jim Kester is one of the men participating in the pigeon shoot. By the end of the night, he had 14 dead pigeons in a pile by the curb, two of them wearing ankle tags. Someone owned those birds. But Kester says letting the pigeon population get out of control is worse than killing the birds.
Well, it's worse if, like, we got the Broomcorn Festival, Raggedy Ann Festival, and different things going on down here. And there's disease comes from these droppings from the pigeons. It'd be worse if one little kid about 3 or 4 years old sat down in a pair next to some of that and caught a disease from it because of the stuff laying around the street, which they can't keep it all clean all the time. And I'd rather see a dead bird than I would see a little child.
Now, what are the instructions that you were given tonight? What are the tactics that you had as far as taking the pigeons out?
We just shoot until we get tired of shooting and get as many as we can get. And I don't know, you know, we need to get rid of a bunch of them because it's just getting to be, it's a mess up here. You can see that by looking at the storefronts along in front of the sidewalks there and everything.
All the shots you're taking are up in the air. What if there were one in the middle of the street?
No way. Everything goes up and away from the buildings and people and cars and everything else.
But later, a pigeon wouldn't leave the awning of a building, and Kester shot him anyway, leaving pockmarks in the white posting, a dying pigeon on the sidewalk, and birdshot sprinkling onto the crowd. Kester was having a good time.
I haven't stood in the main street of town and never shot a shotgun off. This is something different to me.
You're kind of enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I am. I really am.
But not everyone was enjoying the early evening entertainment. Holly Cole was alone in her protest, but told anyone who would listen that shooting the pigeons was not an appropriate way to deal with overpopulation.
I think this is the most barbaric display I've ever seen in my entire life.
These guys are enjoying themselves, aren't
they? Well, yeah, that's exactly why they're doing it, isn't it? It has nothing to do with bird control. Because if they wanted to control the pigeons in this town, first of all, they would be shooting at pigeons, which they're not. Second of all, why don't they control the pigeons like every other town here, or every other town in the state of Illinois does? Let's see, there's things you can put on the roof. You can use firecrackers. I think it's Tuscola sets off a cannonball. There's rice. There's a ton of things you can do. They chose to do this. What they're doing is it's a bunch of people taking the sport inside the town and getting away with it. It has nothing to do with bird control. Because first of all, this is one of the most ineffective ways of controlling birds. These people that want their birds taken care of, then let's take care of them. Let's do something that's going to take care of the birds. Let's do something that's a little more humane or less barbaric or something that I don't have to explain to my children why men are walking up and down the street that I live on carrying guns and shooting birds.
The mayor of Arcola, Linda Fischel, says the birds are a health threat. According to city officials, you can catch histoplasmosis, a lung disease, from pigeon droppings. And Fischel says shooting the birds was the least expensive way to deal effectively with the problem.
We talked to a company, I believe, from Effingham this spring. And the problem that we ran into there was that It was an expensive operation, and it only affected the downtown area. And in this process, we had complaints from the business people downtown, but then the residents that have the larger, older homes mainly, were concerned that if we only treated the downtown area, it was going to just chase the pigeons to the residential areas. So that's part of the reason that we have taken care of it this way this evening. I'm sure we haven't taken care of it, just kind of thinned the population out a little bit, yeah.
The pigeon shoot ended by dark, and about 80 birds had been killed. Driving back to Champaign, I noticed spots on my windshield. After closer examination, my fears were confirmed. It was blood.
Got feathers, but I never got a bird. Somebody got him back here. Who got him?
I'm Vincent Duffy.